Today, as we celebrate this feast of Saint Therese, we recognize that she is probably one of the most popular saints in the church, and that popularity greatly because of her simplicity, and yet one that is often very much misunderstood. People think of Saint Therese sometimes as this cute young little saint. It's not what she's all about. In fact, if you think about St. John of the Cross, people would tend to say, oh, St. John of the Cross is so harsh and he's so mean and he's so extreme. Thankfully, we have somebody like St. Therese who's so wonderful and kind and nice and easy. And the commentators say she's probably the most perfect follower of St. John of the Cross ever. So she's not about being cute. She's known as the little flower, which again makes people think that she's cute. But the little flower comes from a story of when she was walking through the woods with her dad, and they stopped to be able to rest, and she noticed a little flower that was growing in the woods that nobody would have noticed. And she said, I'm like that little flower. I'm just here for the glory of God. I don't want anybody to notice me. I just want to do everything for God's glory. That little flower was just simply there for the glory of God. That's what she's all about. Yes, simplicity is her message, but it's more profound than that. That simplicity comes from the other two points that, if we're going to encapsulate her teaching, is what it's all about: trust and charity. That's what her whole life is. That's why it could be so simple, because she had absolute, total trust in God. Amazing trust in God. But then it was her charity. She's the one who said, do ordinary things with extraordinary love. That's the little way. That is something that every single person is capable of doing. And that's the beauty of this, when again you look at somebody like St. John of the Cross and people think that he's so harsh and so on. St. Therese just made it simple. Just love. Again, that doesn't mean have gush. That means do everything for the good of someone else, God and neighbor. Do it with that intention. Because we can do something for someone else, but then we whine and we complain and we look for selfish attention and we do all kinds of dumb things. That's not what it's about. Charity is solely for the good of the other. That's what her whole message is. Absolute, total confidence in God and absolute, total charity. That's what it is to be a saint. So we look at the other saints and we can say this or that or the other thing, but Saint Therese has been able to capture the hearts of millions and millions of people. She was made a doctor of the church by Pope John Paul, not because, like the other doctors of the church, that her theology is so sublime, because it's not, but because she has influenced so many people worldwide. Think about that. A young woman who at the age of 15 wanted to go into the monastery. They wouldn't take her because she was too young, so unless she got the permission of the Pope, she couldn't. So she got on a train, went to Rome, went to the general audience, was able to kneel before the Pope and ask him for permission, which of course the Pope just kind of blew that off, but she wasn't going to stop. She just kept pushing until she got permission from the Pope to enter into the convent, at 15 or 16 years old, and by the time she was 24, she was dead and became known as the greatest saint of modern times. She didn't work miracles. She didn't do extraordinary things. She was hidden away in a monastery in the Sioux. And for that, only 8 years or so. But yet, she became such a great saint. How? Because she loved. That's all. Because she had extraordinary love. So we do ordinary things with extraordinary love to face whatever it is that we have to do and be able to get the focus off of ourselves and be able to focus on the good of the other. To do everything ultimately out of love for God and then for love of the people around you. Like I said a minute ago, that is something every single one of us is capable of. The wonderful thing is, she's not saying you need to be fasting 5 days a week and you need to be doing extraordinary penances and you need to be doing this and that and the other. She's not saying any of that. She's just saying love. Have total, complete trust in God and love in an extraordinary way. Sounds pretty easy till you try it. And then we find out how difficult it is. And the reason why it's so difficult is, of course, because we don't trust, but it's because we're so selfish. Because we don't love the way we're supposed to. We don't even love in ordinary ways, let alone extraordinary ways sometimes. So that's what we have to be working toward. Now again, Saint Therese, she started perhaps in a much better way than most of us. Remember, she said from the time she was 3 years old, she decided she wanted to be a saint. Yeah, I was three, I probably hadn't heard of a saint. So she decides that's the track she wants to be on, and that's what she set her heart to do. Never once in her life committed a mortal sin. So she didn't have that working against her either. But it was still a matter of making a choice to say that she is going to love 100%. That's what it's about. And you have to ask yourself, how much do I love? 50%? If you are, you're better than most Americans. How do we get to 100%? It's by dying to self. It's by doing all those other things that all the other saints tell us that we have to do. But she's just looking at the motive. She's looking at the way that we do it. Because you can give things up and you can fast and you can do all kinds of, but you can do that for selfish reasons. So she's just saying, forget all of that. Just love. Because if that's your motive and that's your means, then you're going to take on all the other stuff. And it isn't going to bother you in the least because it's all being done out of charity. So that's where the focus needs to be. So when Jesus told us the greatest commandments are love God and love neighbor, everything else is based on that. Everything. We really wouldn't need the Ten Commandments. All we need are two, because the first three are about love God. The other seven are about love your neighbor. If we're truly loving God and loving our neighbor, we're going to do what the commandments tell us to do, because we're doing everything out of charity. But it's not only the Ten Commandments, it winds up being everything. So look at your state in life. Look at the people in your life. That's where you begin. Ultimately, again, we want to do everything out of love for God. But as St. John tells us, we cannot love the brother whom we can see. How can we love God whom we cannot see? So therefore, start with the people right around you, the ones you take for granted sometimes, the ones who are sometimes the most difficult to love. But even there, St. Therese talks about that. Things that maybe we don't think are so difficult, but when you're in a monastery, you have to understand, the smaller your world is, the bigger everything in it becomes. So little tiny things are huge in a monastery. And so when there was the nun who would be clacking her rosary against the back of the pew and it was driving Therese nuts, when she was at the sink and the other nun was splashing water on her, not intentionally, but nonetheless, just the way she was doing the dishes and so on, and getting the water splashed, and there was the grumpy old nun that, you know, was crabby and nobody could stand her. Those are the places where Therese said, okay, how can I handle this with charity? The things that are just bugging me, the things that get under my skin, the things that are difficult, how do I handle that? Those are the things to look at. Look at your spouse, because that's the cross in your life. Pure and simple. Call him the cross, call him the hair shirt, whatever you want to call him. He's your means to sanctity. How can you love that person more? How can you deal with those little traits that drive you crazy? How can you handle this in a way that's more charitable? How can you serve this person better and more selflessly? Then your kids, and then the neighbors, or your elderly parents, or whomever it may be. Who in your life can you look at and say, how can I love this person more? So those are things that, again, all of us can do. Then if you're going to do ordinary things with extraordinary love, that means everything. If you're going to sweep the floor, do it out of love, not just out of duty, not because you have to do it, not because the floor is messy, because you love the people that you're doing this for. No matter what it is, the easiest, most simple thing is do it all out of charity. So if we can change the motive for which we are doing things. Again, remember, if we're living in the most selfish society in the history of the world, everything's pulling against us to be able to do this. Plus, of course, our own tendencies for years and years and years, which are very selfish. So we're fighting against ourselves, we're fighting against the society, we're fighting against all kinds of stuff to be able to do this. But if we can move in that direction, just to have that charity, to have that as the motive and the means for everything we do, that's what's going to help us to understand what Therese taught. More importantly, that's who Jesus is, pure charity. And so that's what's going to conform us to Christ. And if we're conformed to Christ, then we will be holy. That's what a saint is all about. So it really is just that simple. Total trust, total charity. If we can do that, we have mastered the little way of Saint Therese.